Josh Homme, it's Lindsay from Triple J. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm very good. Very happy to finally get confirmation that you guys are going to be in Australia next March with Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. Yep. Confirmation complete.
How long has this been in the pipeline? We heard when you chatted to Tom and Alex that you were trying to get out here. Trent said that they were trying to do something with as a headliner. How long has this been coming for?
Well, I mean, we were always going to come in March, and we love the Australian festivals, but we kind of just wanted to tell our own story, you know?
Mm.
And so we knew we wanted to come in your fall and just play our own shows. It's something we haven't done in years. Then Nails was free to do the same, and we just, you know, thought, why not do it together?
It's such a good idea. Have you guys played shows, like club shows together or shows that aren't festivals together before?
Yeah, we actually toured together about 7 or 8 years ago in the States for a while. It was a really good experience, and we kind of just got along. And I think our audiences are, there's some overlap, and then there's some people that are just, we're kind of concentric circles, so it's just a good show.
Yeah, it's like the Venn diagram where there's a big sort of overlap in the middle, and then there's people who are going to learn new music on either side.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what it's about. And to be honest, a lot of bands, they don't co-headline anymore. It's been a little bit of a complaint of mine. If it's not a festival where you're watching 20 bands in a day, then it's just a single band, you know? And I keep waiting for these bills that are like something 2 or 3 bands deep that are just really cool and sort of like their own tiny little festival, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely what it feels like. Trust me, we're getting texts all day. In fact, from when you announced it at midnight, people very, very excited. Of course, there's another connection. You, Josh, and Trent Reznor share a birthday, May the 17th. Have you guys partied together on your birthday?
We've partied together separately on our birthday.
Yes.
We chat each other. No, You know, we've known each other for a while, and I think the fact that we're friends is one of the reasons we want to play together, you know. And I also think people think we're the same person, and this is the chance to disprove that.
Well, you know, I mean, cosmically speaking, astrologically speaking, you're sharing the same star sign, so you probably share heaps of personality traits.
Well, we get along quite good. Maybe it's we see each other and the other guy.
That's probably it. I'm talking to Josh Homme on Triple J. You're going to be in the country in March next year. Some massive shows, entertainment size shows, all ages shows. Of course, with Brody Doll, your missus, opening up the shows as well. It doesn't matter who's going to headline. Brody's playing first. And Brody's going to be playing Distillers stuff and Spinneret stuff and some new stuff, I read. What's that sounding like? Have you heard it?
Yeah, that new record's incredible. And as well, it's one of those things where I picture the kids run into the barricade as fast as possible when the doors open. And I love that. It's going to be very 70s in that way. You can only imagine what the parking lot will be like.
Heavy metal parking lot? Is that what we're talking about?
I think it's our own version where it's just, you know, a heavy parking lot. One night Nails is going to headline, one night we're going to headline, and it's just going to keep flipping and flopping. And, I mean, really the idea is that you can't kind of lose.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just excited. Plus, I get to watch Nails play and Brody play every night. I'm stoked.
Well, Brent has texted that he is, this is what heaven feels like, tears of joy. Tony from The Gong also texted, welcome to heaven. Effing awesome comes from someone else. Nick cannot wait. I think generally there's a lot of excitement here in Australia. I'm going to play a song that I believe Trent Reznor is on from Like Clockwork, Calopsia, a bit of sweet psychedelia. What's Trent doing on this tune?
Trent is providing the sounds of where it sounds like we're in a hospital breathing together. And also he and I are trading lines back and forth in the chorus together.
Sweet as. Let's have a listen to it right now. Calopsia from Like Clockwork on Triple J. Josh Homme is on the phone. That's Calopsia on Triple J. Some sweet psychedelia, a little bit Pink Floyd, I reckon, maybe, from Queens of the Stone Age's Like Clockwork album with Trent Reznor.
I think it's a little Black Floyd. A little Black Floyd.
Because it's like Black Flag mixed with Pink Floyd.
There you go.
Now, you guys, Queens of the Stone Age were here for Soundwave a few years ago. Were you at the show when the Bronx played, when Fletcher from Pennywise ended up on stage doing terrible things to himself with a beer bottle?
I was definitely standing next to Fletcher.
Oh, dear. You would have copped
something. I had a great time, though. I think Fletcher did, too. That's the thing. I'll just leave that for the mystery book.
Yeah. I think I've asked everyone who's on that tour about that. I'm going to leave that there. Well, there'll be less bloodshed or different bloodshed when Queens of the Stone Age and Nine Inch Nails and Brody Doll are here in March next year.
Well, that's what I like, is I think you're dealing with bands that will do anything to make a show right. So I expect just fireworks, period, you know. I expect mental fireworks, sonic fireworks. In fact, everything but actual fireworks, but maybe even that too.
I saw some Nine Inch Nails footage from when they played those shows in Japan a few months ago. And then when I spoke to Trent, he said he was turfing all of that and coming up with a whole new show. I can only imagine the work that's going to go into both. Like, will you be trying to outdo each other, or will there be some synchronicity on stage?
Well, I think what's beautiful is that you always want to try to blow everyone away. And that's just sort of a given, you know. And I think you have two bands that have a lot of similarities and are really different. And so what you have is this really wonderful positive friction. It's just kind of beautiful. And it's one of those situations where everybody wins, you know. Because, you know, honestly, I would believe that Trent would set his own bar higher than I would set mine for him, you know. Like, him crossing his own bar and me crossing mine is already far enough.
There's going to be bars all over the place. Actually, there have been a few texts about the various people barring up about this. Tom has texted. Tom wants to know, what band shirt does he wear? Now, that is a good question. You wear the Nine Inch Nails shirt or the Queen shirt?
Well, we're making these half and half ones. No, I'm just kidding.
You should.
You know, the thing is that it doesn't matter. I really think that's why I'm just excited, because I feel like, I hate to sound too giddy, but it's just one of those things where it's going to be cool, man. Oz and New Zealand in the fall. And playing together with Nails, that's a really good version of something for me too, you know.
It's going to be so good. I mean, you did declare this your home away from home. It's March. The beaches will still be warm. You'll be able to swim or whatever you want to do, and then get up on stage and, yeah, just go crazy.
Well, I think the only show we're not doing together is Tassie. I think it's just us doing Tassie.
Oh, I didn't actually see that announced, so that's good news. Tasmania was left off the original, when you guys put that map of Australia and New Zealand up online last week, there was no map of Tassie there, but now you've got the map of Tassie covered as well.
Well, art and geography don't always mix, my man.
That is beautiful. Hey, Josh, it's so lovely. It's very true.
And I would never miss Tassie for anything, you know.
Oh, that is, you know, Tasmania says thank you very much. We'll see you guys next March. Queens of the Stone Age and Nine Inch Nails, alternating headliners, Brody Dole opening up. I'm going to play a tune off Nine Inch Nails' new album right now, Hesitation Marks. This is Everything. Josh, lovely to talk to you, sir. We'll see you in March.
All right, RIP Chopper.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.